Hello and welcome to RMU Radio. I'm Garrett Roberts, and I've got some new students here with me. How about you all go around and introduce yourselves?
Well, hello, I'm Zach.
I'm Chad.
I'm Zola.
Well, hi, everybody. And it's kind of a big time for RMU with all these new students coming in. What has your move-in experience been like so far, if you're moved in?
My move-in experience, it was kind of sucked because my room is on the third floor and I definitely overpacked. Mm-hmm. So I was sweating a lot, like a lot. And but other than that, being here, it's been great. Like, I haven't had a problem, anything. I love it.
Which building are you in?
Monroe.
I figured Yorktown because they haven't fixed the heat.
No, I was supposed to be in Yorktown, though. When I first got on my thing, like, originally it said Yorktown, but then they changed it to Monroe. So I was like, whatever.
How about the other two?
I'm not moving. I'm a commuter.
Mm-hmm.
So
where are you from?
I am from a little town called Beaver Falls. It's about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to Beaver Falls a couple of times. It's a bit of a longer drive, too.
Yeah, but I mean, it's no point in coming on campus if I can't drive.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who feel that way, and it does save quite a bit of money. I was a commuter for 2 years. I just couldn't deal with the gas money anymore. And then, Zach?
Well, I just moved in yesterday. My moving experience was okay. Only one problem, like, the doors were locked, and mm-hmm. I didn't have my Freedom Card yet. So I was trying to move in, but nobody was there at the door. So I couldn't get in. Had somebody let me in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of.
And then classes are going to start next week. Right now we're in the Century Retreat for people who are listening and may not understand like how the schedule falls. But what kind of classes, like, what's everybody's major and like what kind of classes do you have this year?
Okay, so my major is communications, and I think the only one that, like, really kind of is part of my major, like, I have a lot of gen eds,
mm-hmm.
but I have reading and writing strategies, so I think that'll be good for my major, but all my other ones, my environmental science class, I am not excited for at all.
I took it in high school, and it was not the most fun class.
Yeah, because we had an AP course for environmental science. I didn't take it because mm-hmm. I didn't think I would ever need to.
Well, I'm an
now I'm here.
I took AP Physics 2 and pre-calculus,
mm-hmm.
came in as an engineer, and now I'm a communications major, if that tells you anything.
Yeah.
I'm majoring in film and television, and I've got a couple art-specific classes and then a few math and English gen eds, but nothing too major.
Mm-hmm. What kind of gen eds do you have, like the English ones? Like, what's the course called?
I have research and writing and the other gen ed stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of them, so
yeah,
you're in for a while. I'm just finishing up gen eds as a junior, so.
Yay.
Yeah. trust me, you're going to like your major classes more.
I'm sure.
The gen eds are just, sometimes they drag. I won't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm majoring in the same thing, but I really haven't checked my schedule in a while, so I'm kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I know I have like some long classes, which is like for my major, but that's kind of.
Mm-hmm. And then while you're on campus, like, what kind of things have you noticed so far that kind of like set RMU apart? Like, what's different about RMU, and like what kind of even made you choose RMU over other colleges?
Well, the thing for me, it was really the TV studio. I like how in here we can jump right in and get hands-on experience, like, right away. Mm-hmm. A lot of places you have to wait a couple years or, like, until you're a junior for, like, to even get an internship or anything like that. So I like how you have all those opportunities from the beginning as soon as you come in. So that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. So I assume you're going to work with RMU TV in the future?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we completely renovated the studio, so this is a little preview for all of our RMU TV watchers. We're gonna have a new desk and everything, so it'll be real nice in there.
Yeah, it's a really nice studio. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small school in the sense that it's like not physically large, but it's big enough in name that it was one of the few schools that had a nice name attached to it that actually focused on the major that I was looking forward to. So it was just kind of like close to home, so I didn't have to go far. Was it, in terms of like financials, it's not super expensive to other schools that didn't even put focus on where I wanted to be, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually whenever people think RMU, they think business, but our media arts program is award-winning and has like, we have the now three trophy cases. I was about to say two and then saw the third empty one. But yeah, it's definitely something that seems to be a trend. And what about you?
I also did like the media arts, what it was about. I liked how RMU is kind of secluded in a way, like from like the outside. And then I heard from everybody that I talked to, it's really good, mm-hmm. good school. So.
Yeah, bigger colleges like West Virginia, Motown is the college at this point, so that's also why it's a party school.
Yeah, I also like this school because it does kind of remind me of my high school, because my high school was up on a hill, like away from everything, and like that's how RMU is, but you can go down wherever, whenever you want, and Pittsburgh is only 20 minutes away, so
yeah,
that's the great part.
20 minutes away on a good day. They advertise 20. It takes you 30.
Yeah.
It depends how many people are in the tunnel and how slow they want to go. But kind of to go with that, like, we're close enough to Pittsburgh that we're a big school, but we're still a small school.
Yeah.
Do you think that that kind of is a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think RMU should be bigger, or is it perfect how it is?
I think it's good how it is, because if it gets any bigger, like, you're going to be in classes with, like, 200 kids just in a lecture hall, like mm-hmm. Penn State or something like that. And Penn State is huge, but...
Oh, yeah.
I like it because you get that... I need that one-on-one with, like, my teacher, my professor, whatever, to, like... Because if I don't understand something, like, I need them to explain it to me, not just in the classroom or anything. So I like how that's, like... You have that one-on-one with your teacher. They're going to remember your name. You're not just going to be some number in their class or anything like that. So.
Yeah, there's been a couple of professors where it's, they'll give you their number and they're like, call me anytime. Or they'll go, hey, why don't you come out to my farm? I see him go over there.
I did go to a farm. I did go to my professor's farm in the last semester. It was great. I met an alpaca.
You met the alpaca?
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, it's one of those like situations where you can become familiar with the professors. You'll see them in the hallway and know their names. They'll know you. Do you think it's a good size?
Oh yeah, I came from a pretty small high school as it was. We only had about 100 graduate in our class, and it's small enough that I still feel like it's not big enough where I feel like I have a distance between myself and the people I need to be learning from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with colleges like Geneva in the area, too, that's kind of like...
Small schools are kind of like what I'm used to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Geneva's a nice school and everything, but I couldn't go there. I went to Catholic school for 8 years. I couldn't go through college, too.
I went through for about 11, I understand.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you think it's a good size?
Yeah, I do. My high school is like in the middle of the University of Pittsburgh, so I got to see like what it was, and it's kind of like crowded, so I like how this is like more smaller and one-on-one time. And I agree with you're not a number here. You're very
I went to high school 10 minutes down the road. It's a place called Hopewell, which is basically just you could go from the high school to a milk farm in the matter of seconds. But it's definitely one of those things where the teachers there knew me for the wrong reasons, but even then, it's close, it's convenient, and I feel like that's kind of what the general consensus about RMU is. So why don't we go over who everyone is one last time, and then we'll sign off.
I'm Zola.
I'm Chad.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Garrett, and that's been RMU Radio.